on Triple J.
This is 2014.
Why does everything collapse, even when it's glued together? Hey, why did I do that? I make everything collapse, even when it's glued together. Questioning my awkward footing, mixing bitter pills with chocolate pudding, hiding gifted fixtures, trying not to say words out loud, wondering if I'm talking too loud, my eyes burning holes in your old pictures. Oh, why did I do that? Why does everything collapse, even when it's glued together? Hey, why did I do that? I make everything collapse, even when it's glued together. Fuck you, why did I do that? It's your fault, I can't relax. Nothing's changing while I'm sitting here with both hands glued together.
On Triple J tonight, that is Modern Baseball and Broken Cash Machine, one of their new songs from the album, the second album, which is getting a local release in Australia at the end of this week. The album is called You're Gonna Miss It All. It's been out for a few months over in the States. It's the follow-up to their 2012 album, Sports. They come from Philadelphia. There's four guys in Modern Baseball, and if you like the Menzingers, they're pretty much from the same scene in Philadelphia. I spoke to their bass player, Ian Farmer, this afternoon. The band has just pretty much been touring all of this year. The album came out in the States in February. After that, they did a tour around the States with the Wonder Years, another Philly punk band. Then they headed to Europe for a while, and just over the last month, they've been traveling once again around the States doing their own headlining shows. But when I spoke to Ian this afternoon from Modern Baseball, he said that this tour, this time round, was pretty strange. He explains here why.
The tour was a little weird because actually Brendan was sick with pneumonia. So we had to do it with a fill-in, which is kind of weird because he's like a main vocalist. But Jake and I were able to kind of pick up his slack and vocals, and we had like our best friend, Cam Boucher from Sorority Noise, kind of fill in on guitar, and he killed it. He's like the only one in our band at that point who is actually, you know, talented.
So. you weren't missing Brendan too much then. So how many shows did you have to get a fill-in for?
He actually filled in every day of the tour except in Philly.
Wow.
So it was kind of crazy how he picked up 12 of our songs one night. And I mean, that's kind of a testament to how great he is, but also how easy our songs are to play. And, you know, the crowd still seemed to be very much into it, and we still, you know, played some amazing shows. So things went just about as well as they could.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me ask you this. Ian, how is Brendan doing now? Has he got over his pneumonia, or is he still recuperating?
Yeah, I actually just saw him a couple days ago, and he was feeling so much better. No more life-threatening, you know.
Did he have to go to hospital?
He didn't have to go to the hospital, but he went to the doctor a few times, and they basically told him, don't tour, otherwise you might die. And that's pretty much, you know, just about the only thing that you could tell any of us, really, to make us not tour, because we had so much fun doing it. Mm. And we have such little time to do it with school and everything. And luckily, we have a big break coming up because Jake and I are actually going back to the college for the summer. So for the next 2-3 months while we're in classes, he's going to get to rest.
I thought I read somewhere, Ian, that you guys had sort of quit college because the band was starting to do, you know, bigger and bigger things, that you guys decided to sort of put that side of your life on hold for a while.
Well, we didn't exactly quit because we only had about a year's worth of classes to take. So we actually took leave of absence. So we basically took a break for the last two terms so that we could do the one-year tour, so we could do Europe, so we could do this last tour. Now we go back in the summer, and we'll eventually graduate at some point, but we'll see.
Okay, so you kind of, over summer, when I would imagine a lot of people are taking a break, you're going to be playing catch-up at college.
Yep, in very, very hot, sweaty rooms, not wanting to do anything. It's going to be awful, but hey, whatever we got to do, you know.
Well, what are you and Jake studying? Are you studying the same thing?
Yeah, we actually, that's actually how we met. We're both studying recording at Drexel University in the music industry program. So we're pretty much taking the same courses, which helps so much with taking time off and having to get around schedules and stuff for the band, because we're basically on the same schedule. So we're both going back, and we're going to be in pretty much all the same classes. So we never stop hanging out.
And of course, it's, you know, it's directly related to what you're doing in Modern Baseball as well. Is this the studio that you recorded your first record, Sports? Did you actually do it at Drexel as well, in the studios there?
We did. We recorded it at those studios because we are recording majors. We actually recorded the second record too.
So it must be, is the course really good? It sounds like it must be really hands-on and must be showing you a lot of what you need to know to record records in the future.
Yeah, I mean, we actually both record other bands. Like, we record and produce and mix other bands in our free time, which is very little. And it worked out for us very well because we met each other through the school, and it's actually how we met Sean, too. He goes to Drexel, but he wasn't in the same major. He was a film major. And we've met a ton of people that we actually still connect with in the industry through the program, too. It's just a great way to network, and the professors are very knowledgeable. It's overall a very great experience.
Okay, on Triple J, that is Ian Farmer. He's the bass player in American band Modern Baseball from Philadelphia. We're going to continue to chat to Ian in just a moment on Triple J tonight. We're going to talk about the punk scene in Philadelphia, because there's a lot of great bands coming through, them being one of them. But let's hear another track from the upcoming second record from Modern Baseball. This track is Your Graduation.
It's been 3 whole years of me thinking about you every day. Sometimes for hours, sometimes in passing. Saw you from the bottom of the staircase. Stood out for hours as you complained about how you haven't seen your friends yet, that you're too drunk to stand, and you not knowing if you could love him forever. Bullshit, you fucking missed me there. I said it, I guess I'll talk to you in a few months. Sitting drunk on the sidewalk, I guess I'll get up, I guess I'll go for a walk, brush my shoes against the pavement. I swear this is gonna be the 100th time.
Let's go back to my conversation with the bass player from Modern Baseball, Ian Farmer. We'll find out a little bit more about what the group's got in store for this year and whether they're coming to Australia, because they haven't been here before. But let's pick it up with talking about the city from which they're from. They're from Philadelphia in the States, a very active music city. As you heard before, the guys met at college, and I asked Ian whether it was because of all the colleges there that he thought that's the reason why it's got such a good music scene.
A lot of the people involved with the scene either are in the colleges or were in the colleges, so I guess so. But I think a lot of it honestly has to do with the city traditionally having, like, a big music scene with bands like the Dead Milkmen, NFOD, and, like, even John Legend and the Roots, and, like, all over the place. And it's also just a really cheap place to be in the Northeast as far as cities go. So people who are making music or other art are able to afford living there, because it's not at all a profitable job.
I see, okay. And what about, Ian, with the punk scene as well? You said before it's had sort of like a music tradition, which we know about here in Australia as well, in Philadelphia. But the punk scene with the Menzingers, the Wonder Years, who you mentioned before, they're all Philly bands. Mm-hmm. Is the punk scene especially strong?
Oh, absolutely. There are so many good punk bands in Philadelphia right now. And that also has to do with the fact that it's a very community-based city, and the punk rock community especially is just one. It's just basically a giant family. And when we first came to school, like, we had no idea that there was anything like house shows going on. And when we found out, like, wow, this is awesome. And we just started going to shows and started to meet people. And, you know, the first few times you go, like, no one really knows you, but they come up to you if they see that you're just kind of hanging out alone and be like, oh, hey, how's it going? And then finally, like, pretty much everybody's in bands, and you just ask whoever's putting on the show if your band can play. And pretty much always they say yes. So everyone's in bands and helping out other bands, getting shows and stuff. It just grows and grows and grows. There was our freshman year in college, there was this organization called DIY PHL that did basically like a poll of what houses were putting on shows and had like calendars and stuff you could find online. And at the end of the year, they looked at everything and realized that there are like 73 different houses, not including bars and legitimate venues, that put on shows that year.
That's incredible. That's amazing. And the authorities, it's pretty much okay. You can sort of do it in cooperation with the authorities, with the police, or are the police shutting a lot of these down as well?
The police pretty much do not care at all because they have much bigger things to worry about in Philadelphia. So you pretty much get to do whatever you want as long as you don't piss off your neighbors. And also the number of houses has gone down a bit because there's one house in particular, Golden Key House, that has just gotten everything. It's huge. It's just basically all the shows happen in this giant kitchen where there's no ceiling over the kitchen. So it's like two stories high and everyone has played there. Like bands you've never even heard of will headline there. And then Radiator Hospital will play there. And then the Menzingers will play there. Then Paint It Black will play there. And it's just like, it's the place. It really is the spot where everyone goes to shows. I saw the Menzingers actually about a month and a half ago, right before we went to Europe, and it was insane. They told people not to show up before 7:30, and they had already capped the place, and they let about 150 people in before 7:30. The line had formed at like 6 o'clock for a house show. It was incredible.
Ian, Menzingers, of course, have come to Australia. What about Modern Baseball? Are you guys looking at coming to Australia anytime soon?
As soon as we can. That's one of the places we really, really want to visit because we've heard it's so cool there. And pretty much the places we want to play are the places we just want to vacation and have fun. So Australia is like on the top of our list for places we want to go. So hopefully very soon.
Ian Farmer from Modern Baseball, thanks so much for catching up with us here at Triple J. All the best and good luck in the future.
Thank you so much, Richard.
There's a tombstone in the brush with your name on the front, but I had no bucks to get your lies, they ran out of luck. On the back of it, sharp as a tack, but in the sense that you're not smart, just a prick. In my finger on my toe, ripping saggy holes all the way to my chest. All the way to my chest. But every treble in your voice still echoes in my ears. Good night, a sleeper, yeah. There's a tombstone in the brush with my name on the front, but I had no guts to get here, lies, he ran out of luck. On the back of it, sharp as a tack, but in the sense that I'm not smart, just a prick. In the fingers and the toes of all of those.